episode 16 of the New Baby Who Dis podcast. I am filming in my car, in my carport, because my girlfriend is watching The Bachelorette, and I needed somewhere quiet. This week we have a bit of a delay. I didn't get the episode out on Monday, because on Sunday it was Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I'm a brand new dad of a 5-month baby named Bailey. I had a great day. I was made breakfast, I got bought new underwear, and I went to go play a round of golf. Played the best round of my life, so not a bad day. In today's episode, I want to go through things that I have learned so far being a dad. Maybe we'll do a top 10. Maybe we'll do a top 5. I don't know. So I guess the first thing that I feel that I've learned is don't listen to anyone besides your child. I think a lot of people come at you when you're pregnant, and they try and tell you stuff or tell you to do stuff, and even when you have the kid, they're telling you what to do and how you should do it. But you really shouldn't listen to anybody besides your child. Bailey is different than all of my friends' kids. What we do is different than every parent. My girlfriend Lex is very hands-on. She does her own things when Bailey cries or when she's hungry. Right now we're, going through the sleep training, but we're doing what we think is right. So I think number one is just listen to your kid. Don't listen to anyone else. Number two, get sleep when you can. The first couple months were pretty intense. You don't really have a sleep pattern. You don't have a sleep schedule. So get in there, rest your head, get a couple hours, get sleep when you can. Number three, this is my own opinion, my experience. When your partner is breastfeeding, always bring them a glass of water. They will always be thirsty. So just make sure you got maybe one or two glasses full right beside them. And they'll be happy. What are we at? Number four, start saving. I think no one actually gave me this advice, but I figured once we knew we were having a baby, I went straight to the bank and set up an account that both of us could contribute to. Yeah, start saving. We put a certain amount every month into the account, and you just say goodbye to that money and it starts piling up, and it's there for a rainy day or if you need to buy something pretty expensive. Number five, you gotta let them cry for at least 4 minutes if you want any sleep at all. Me and Lex have this rule that when we put down Bailey, we let her sleep, or we let her cry for at least 4 minutes. We're sitting there looking at the camera, she's crying, she's bawling. You feel like shitty parents, but 4 minutes goes by, and then she usually stops crying and goes to bed. I know you're taught, you go in at the 4 minutes, you soothe her, you do that thing. Our rule is 4 minutes. So when it's bedtime, we sit there for 4 minutes. Number six, never wake a sleeping baby. As a dad, I'm very excited when she wakes up, because I get to see her and hang out with her. I mean, as a mom, the same thing. Anytime your baby wakes up, you're just so excited. So there's been a couple times where I thought she was sleeping, or I thought she was awake. There's been a couple times where I thought she was awake, and I went in, and she wasn't, and you just get the glare from your partner. You're like, why the fuck did you do that? So I would suggest do not wake a sleeping baby. Let them sleep. Number seven, take a lot of pictures. You don't know what you're going to do with them, but we also got a Polaroid, and it's been very helpful in the sense of watching her grow. We take a picture probably once a week, and we put it up on the fridge, and we date it, so we're about 5.5 months in now, and it's been pretty amazing to see from January to now the growth of Bailey. And when it's on the fridge, you get to see it with the Polaroid. It's great. So I would suggest getting a Polaroid. Number 8, I'm going to just say have fun. Life is way too serious. I mean, we just went through a pandemic. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Literally, take that time and, you know, smile. Have fun with your baby. I try and make a point every day, you know, just to think about how incredible it is that we have children and that we're able to be parents. Yeah, have fun with them. Because that's the advice you get from parents. It's going to fucking fly by and you're going to wake up and they're going to be graduated. You're going to wake up and they're going to be moving out or, I don't know, not liking you anymore. So have fun. Number 9, I would say take the help when you can. Don't feel bad to ask for help. Reach out to people, reach out to friends, reach out to relatives, reach out to your parents, reach out to your brothers and sisters. People are there to help, and I'm sure if you need it, people will help you. And the number 10, I will have to say, in the last 5 months, the most thing I've learned would be to have patience with your partner. I mean, as a dad, I'm literally just, you know, there for the ride and supporting anything I possibly can. I know there's dads out there that are full-time dads that don't have any support. I know there's moms that are out there that have full-time moms that don't have any support. I think that the biggest thing I have learned, big number 10, would be to respect your partner, go through the motions, have open communication, talk about everything. Make sure it's all out there. Like, realize that you guys did it together. You're in it together. There's no one that you're going to go through every little detail with that baby. So, I know me and Lex have gone through a lot. But at the end of the day, you got to make sure you talk to each other. You know, deal with things together. And, love each other. Anyways, this is going to be short and sweet. I want to say thank you to everyone. I want to say happy Father's Day. I appreciate everyone listening. I appreciate all the kind comments. It might come across as me trying to tell you something, but as I said at the beginning, don't listen to anyone besides your child. If you've gone through the same experience, then that's great. And if this does help you in a hard time or when you're confused, that's great. But definitely don't listen to anything I say or don't take it as something you should do. Because like I said, listen to your kid. Everyone is different. Everyone goes through something different. So yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you next Monday.